hours, we meet up again with this basketball team from State Fair for the right to move on to the semifinals of the Region 16 tournament. And it's the fourth meeting of the season between the Grizzlies and the State Fair Roadrunners. I'm Harlan Hutchison back in the studio in West Plains with Dylan Groves. We're here at Sedalia tonight. The weather is really pretty good, and it looks like we're going to have a far smaller crowd than we had for sophomore night on Saturday night here. But all the same, these two basketball teams sort of mirror one another. There's a lot of similarities in these two teams. But right off the top tonight, and by the way, we were supposed to start at 7 o'clock, but the officials were late, so we're starting at 7:15. The Grizzlies are without and will be without for the rest of the season. Javian Downey, the guard from Canada, the sophomore who had great hopes when the season started, having him there in the backcourt working with Sean Glass, I thought that could be really been something dynamic. And he has missed several games going back to just before Christmas time, and he suffered another injury. He got kneed in the head as he was on the floor against Moberly. Severe concussion, and he's done. We just hate that for Javian. He is such a great kid. For the Grizzlies tonight, you gotta start better. Just bow your neck, and you gotta start the game better. The other night, we got behind 11-2, and never were able to catch up. The Grizzlies never led in that ball game. And another factor is our three best against their three best when it comes to scoring. On Saturday night, the Roadrunners' three best, John Brantner, Alex Gunnels, and Sam Bradford combined for, how many was it, 57 points, and the Grizzlies' top three scores combined for 37. That's a 20-point difference, and you lose by 13. So some other stuff here in the starters when we come back in 2 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Dr. Greg, Hirschfeed Parts Department. For this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each, and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, starters for this basketball game between the Grizzlies and the State Fair Roadrunners here at the Fred Davis Multipurpose Facility on the campus of State Fair Community College. Sedalia, Ryan Richardson will start for the Grizzlies. He's a 6'5 sophomore from Hollywood, Florida. Sean Glass is a freshman guard. He is a 6'1 freshman from West Monroe, Louisiana. Archie Hanami, 6'4 sophomore from Windsor, Ontario. Blaine Harris gets the start tonight. Blaine 6'5 freshman from Cape Girardeau, and Lionel Kamwimba, 6'8 sophomore from Democratic Republic of Congo. Jared Faze, the head coach of the Grizzlies. And he is assisted by Michael Poindexter, Walt Belcher, and Joe Greenwood. Starters for State Fair tonight, Alex Gunnels, 5'11 sophomore from Kansas City. Mosa Asagi, a 6'3 sophomore from McKinney, Texas. John Brantner, 6'5 sophomore from Cape Girardeau. Jen Hansen, a 6'10 sophomore from Chicago. And Sam Bradford, a 6'5 sophomore from Houston, Texas. One of the other questions is, will John Brantner be Larry Bird again tonight? He was incredible the other night. Had 25 points, scored in every which way, and shot the ball 9-for-15 from the field. Here we go. The Grizzlies in the blue, and the tip won by Jen Hansen and State Fair. I've seen these. I don't need numbers now. Here's a point shot for a three off the bat. No good. Offensive rebound. Hansen bangs, gets it outside to Gunnels. Brantner to the low block. Hansen. Works in against Kamwimba, leans in, shoots, and missed it. Tipped over, got his own board, shoots, no good, but a foul on the play. If this is an indication of what the game's going to be like, if you're the Grizzlies, you've got to be aggressive. You've got to really go to the basket hard and be aggressive at the defensive end. Foul on Lionel Kamwimba, first free throw here by Chin Hansen is no good. I said it at the outset, I'll say it again. We've got to get off to a good start. That's all there is to it. The first one, no good. Second one is good. Ken Hansen makes it 1-0. On offense, we can't settle for jump shots. If we're open, fine, but if we're not, we can't be forcing shots. We've got to get the ball to the basket. Pernami, low block, beats it across. Lionel Kamwimba. Line along the left low block. Bounces, gets to the middle. Pump fake, goes up, got blocked, got back, put it up with the left hand. No good. And the ball is tipped over, picked up by Gunnels, and here comes State Fair with it. Gunnels over on the right wing, Brantner. Lane Harris guarding him. They're both from Cape Girardeau. Over on the left wing. Oh, three is no good. Rebound comes off, picked up by Hanami. And the Grizzlies come back, down 1-0. Get that ball to the bucket if we can. Right wing, Sean Glass fires a three. That's a short, picked up inside by Hanami. Up and good, 2-1 Grizzlies. Urgy gives the Grizzlies something they didn't have at any point in the Saturday game. A lead, it's 2-1. Good move by Gunnels, gets free, pick and roll, can't get the ball down, gets it to Bradford down the lane, right hand runner off the glass and good. Sam Bradford is a scorer. He's one of the best in this conference. 6'5" from Houston, Texas. Richardson goes left baseline. Now pulls it back. Pass out to the point. Blaine Harris. Hand it off to Sean Glass. 14 on the shot clock. Sean Glass down the left side. Knocked away from behind. And that's a turnover on Sean Glass. He touched it last. Turnover, Chris. Sometimes we dribble too much instead of moving the basketball. That allows it for double teams far more easily. Down the lane, Asagi takes it all the way in, drives and whistle and a travel violation. Mosa, turnover number one on State Fair. Who are coached by the very likable Matt Brown. Matt won a battle against cancer. You got to admire someone who handled that the way he did. Here's a pass, low block. Lionel up, and he got fouled from behind by Chin Hansen. Now, Lionel Kamwimba, who in his 2 years at MSU West Plains has been a really good free throw shooter. You know, when the year is over, you look back at your schedule and you go down through there and you can pick probably 2, 3, 4 games that you lost that you look back on and you say, well, first free throw, no good by Lionel. He'll get one more. Well, we should have won that one. Probably should have won that one, too. But if there was one game this year that the Grizzlies legitimately should have but didn't win, and now we get a line violation, and that wipes out the free throw, so no points out of that trip to the free throw line. If there is a game on the schedule. The Grizzlies should have won, and it was against these guys, first time in West play. Here's a bank shot, left side, no good. Rebound, Sean Glass for the Grizzlies. He'll bounce it up the left side with the left hand, crosses over to the right hand. Now Ryan Richardson gets a screen, goes to the right side. Dribble, baseline, double team, trouble, outside, Lionel hands it back. Sean Glass, still plenty of time, 14 on shot clock. Pass underneath, Unami with a good catch, goes up to the shot, couldn't get it to go. May have got blocked from behind. Brantner on the break for State Fair. He'll circle out to the corner, underneath pass, posting inside. Hansen goes up strong, off the board and good. Well, Ken Hansen is taking it right at Lionel Kimwemba for the Grizzlies. 5-2 score. Did we get that ball to the basket? Off the screen, Sean Glass. Now on the baseline, Unami drives and can't get go. Got the rebound on the floor, lost the ball, and now Lionel Kimwemba is going to be called for his second foul as he was laying on the floor. Most of the Soggy took the ball and was taken off with it, bumped into him. So the second foul on Lionel. Ethan Smith comes in for the Grizzlies. Now, Ethan doesn't have the girth that Lionel does, so he's going to have his hands full with Chin Hansen, the 6'10 kid from Chicago. Brantner out high, down the key, right-hand runner off the board, spins off the rim, no good, rebound to Riley Whitaker. Tough angle, couldn't get the ball to go down. Unami, inside, good pass, bounce, outside pass that goes around the horn. The Grizzlies had a ball right under the basket and couldn't get a shot. They had to kick it outside. Over to Whitaker. He'll shoot the three from the point. No good. And the rebound taken down by Chin Hansen. They score here. I would be so tempted to call timeout. Alex Gunnels out high. The Grizzlies are just not a good catch-up team. Brantner's three ball. Good. From the right wing, Larry Burr strikes again. It's 8-2. Started 11-2 the other night. We all know how that ends. Crossover, Richardson all the way to the hole. Lays it up. No good. Tried to avoid the block. Contact, no foul. Now Bradford back the other way. Here's a three to make it 11-2. That's good. Saturday night. 11-2 tonight. This was not the good start you wanted. Urji Hanami hands to Whitaker. Gets the screen, bounces back. Ethan Smith over to Sean Glass. 17-footer straight on. No good. Long rebound. Here they go again. Rebound. Bradford has it. Kicks it on the wing. Brantner all the way to the hole. Puts it up and no good. Rebound. Sean Glass, who saved it in bounds, and now goes out of bounds off the Grizzlies. Well, Coach Bay evidently was holding for the media timeout, and we get it. And we also get a deficit of 11-2 with 14:42 to go in the first half. Back in a minute on KDY.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Built to work, born to play. The Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
14 minutes and 42 seconds to go in the first half. We played 5 minutes and 18 seconds, and this game has started exactly, and I mean exactly, like the game Saturday night. State Fair has the ball to return to play. Alex Gunnels, the point guard, will get it over to Bradford, dribbles over the top, curls over. Now reverses. Chin Hansen at the point. Going to shoot a three. No good. I wish he'd do more of that. Rebound to Ethan Smith. Ryan Richardson in the front court. To the baseline. Lost the ball. Turned it over. Pass up the floor. Bradford to the right corner. Back out on the right wing. Rantner. Bounce to the low block. Chin Hansen has it. Turns. Left-hand baby hook. No good. Rebound Ethan Smith. Has his second since coming into the ballgame. In the left corner, Urji Hanami drives all the way in. Right-hand reverse. It's blocked by Mota Asagi. Alex Gunnels. Rantner curls top of the circle down the right side of the key. Pushes off. Goes up. Good. Foul the play. Basket counts. And it's 13-2. Urji Hanami with the foul. .13:41 to go in the first half. John Brantner, the answer to the question, is he going to be Larry Bird again tonight, is yes. He's got 9 points. 14-2. One field goal, two turnovers. That's what we've got at the offensive end. Richardson over on the left side. Malik Ndaye is in the ballgame now for State Fair. 6'8" kid. Good player up front. Riley Whitaker. 5 seconds on the shot clock. We're going to have to force another long one for three, and it's good by Ryan Richardson from the point. A prayer answered there right at the end of the possession. Sam Bradford. Out on the right side. He's guarded by Hanami, and now Gunnels, the point guard, gets it on the right sideline. Kicks it over, and Bradford splits the D. He walked with it and got called for it. Good help defense forced that turnover that time. Urji Hanami came in and helped out on defense and forced State Fair's second turnover tonight. Jake Sage in the ballgame for the Grizzlies from Springfield. Daylon Heisen is in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Richardson. Throws a lazy cross-court pass, gets it stolen. Back the other way, Gunnels. That's no good. Foul on the play on Jake Sage. That's a great example. You see players do that all the time. They will jump in the air, and then they'll look to see where they're going to throw the ball. Well, there's nowhere to throw the ball. And it got intercepted. First free throw by Alex Gunnels is good. Jake Sage with his first foul. And the next one good. Alex Gunnels. 16-5. 12.5 minutes to go in the first half. Sitting on 5 points right now. Jonathan White over Jake Sage. To the point, Riley Whitaker. Bounce pass in. Smith goes in for the layup, but no good. Slapped long and loose on the deck, picked up by Ndaye. He'll go the other way, all the way. Lays it up and no good. Over the back rebound, Garza scores and a foul on the play, and the basket will count. Riley Whitaker will get the foul. Daniel Garza puts State Fair up 18-5. Yards of free throw, left hand up, no good. Rebound, Jake Sage for the Grizzlies. Jonathan White brings it down and draws some contact from Mosa Asagi, and that will be, I think, the second foul or third foul? Third foul, I guess, on State Fair. Nope, second. Riley Whitaker is out. John Glass is in. Here's the inbound play. Jonathan White with Ethan Smith. John Glass, Jake Sage, Jalen Heisen. 13 on the shot clock out front. Here's a hand check foul, and that's going to be on Ndaye, and that'll be his first foul. There's a great example. Here's a timeout on the floor. 11:50 to go in the first half, and the Grizzlies trail 18-5 at Sedalia. Back in a minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Back to play, and a blocked shot. Jake Sage from the right corner. They closed out on him, and Osagie blocked it on the three attempt. Out of bounds, stays with the Grizzlies. Sean Glass on the inbound play. Sage in the corner. Outside, Jonathan White, 7 on the shot clock. Down the lane, right-hand runner, back iron, hangs and goes in. Another prayer answered that time. Jonathan White with his first bucket. Shot it with the right hand against his body going right to left across the lane. Difficulty factor there is enormous. Out the right side. Ndaye gets it cross-court, gunnels. Now Bradford has it. Hard bounce, takes it to the rim, goes up, and he missed it. Rebound, Ethan Smith. White, front court crosser, great move, all the way in, layup no good, but a foul on the play, and that a boy, Jonathan White. He attacked, he pressed, he was aggressive, and he didn't get the basket, but he got fouled, he'll shoot two. So Ndaye will get his second foul for State Fair, Jonathan White at the line, first try, good. Jake Sage out, Blaine Harris is back in. Right now, Blaine Harris, Ethan Smith, Jonathan White at the line with Sean Glass and Jalen Heisen. Here's the next one, good. So off the bench, Jonathan White with 4 points. Now back to the defensive end. Down by 9, 18-9. Ken Hansen drives in, pushes off, drives on the layup, and he missed it, tipped over, and a late call and a foul on push off on Garza. For State Fair. Daniel Garza pushing off on the rebound, gets his first foul. The game seems to really have settled for the Grizzlies since they got Jonathan White and Ethan Smith in the ball game. Out there now with Blaine Harris, Sean Glass, and Urji Hanami. Urge has it. Hands off, Jonathan White. Try to go between the legs, gets it back. Now Ethan Smith at the point, shoots a 3-ball, in and out, bad break, rebound. Tyson Mobley up the floor, Garza going to his left with the left hand, blocked away by Ethan Smith, great play, and now they save it from going out. Bradford has the free throw line, jump shot, good. Bradford has 4, 20-9. Just like Saturday, we got to get back in the game somehow by halftime. Cut this thing down to one or two possessions. Right side, Blaine Harris, 3, partially blocked, maybe. Ethan Smith got the rebound inside, double team, and he'll be fouled on the play. Tyson Mobley with the foul for State Fair. That'll be his first. No free throws involved here. Richardson back in the game for the Grizzlies. He comes in for Jonathan White, who was very good. Here's the inbound play. Shot from the, here's a pass across, and that is thrown way out of bounds. Tried to throw the ball over the top, and it got, for a second, it looked like it had helium in it. Turnover 4 on the Grizzlies. Bradford, front court, dribbles in, pulls up, 10-footer, won't fall. Rebound foul over the back. That'll be on Chen Hansen for State Fair. So we'll walk to the other end with 9 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the half. Mosa Asagi will check in for Chen Hansen, who just picked up his second foul. Hansen and Ndaye, they're two big guys inside, both have two fouls here in the first half. So that's good. But you'll pick up more if you'll keep being aggressive with the basketball. Get the ball to the rim. Free throw shooter, Ryan Richardson, 1-1, and first one is no good. Gunnels on the wing to the point. Garza, he'll shoot a three. That's way off the mark. It hit the crick between the backboard and the rim on the right side. Grizzlies back on a one and done. Urgy, guarded by Bradford. Richardson, left baseline. Gets bumped by Bradford. Pass out, almost thrown away. Taken by Sean Glass. Steps through, feeds it underneath, and now ball out of bounds. Last touch by Urgy Hanami. We just can't get the ball through the basket, and it's hard to get a shot off. That's the fifth turnover on the Grizzlies. That was a case of overpassing. When you get within 10 feet of the basket, you should be shooting the basketball. Alex Gunnels in the backcourt. Osagi up the right side. Grizzlies go to a three-quarter court press, but they pull it back. 20-9 with 8:56 to go in the first half. State Fair in the lead. At the point, Garza. Step through, goes in, puts it high off the board, and good. Down the left side, Daniel Garza with four. Underneath pass, oh, wide open, and Ethan Smith gets a lay-in. Somebody lost their man underneath. Had some subs, and that's going to happen from time to time. And that makes it 22-11. Brandner has it. Goes baseline, right-hand reverse layup is good. John Brantner has 11 points. He had 25 here Saturday night. Eisen with it. Dribbles into the lane. Tripped, fell, walked with the basketball. Turnover number 6. So the Grizzlies are going to stick with the 5 that are out there. Jalen Heisen on the basketball now out front. Asagi cross court, tipped away. Good play. Blaine Harris, coast to coast, feeds it back. Bad pass, and we threw it right back to him. Pass underneath Garza, up for the shot, blocked by Ethan Smith, and he'll be called for the foul. Timeout, 7:50 to go. First half, 24-11. State Fair with the lead. Back in a minute on KDY.
Built to work, born to play. The Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
Hirsch Feed and Parts Supply, we have it all for you.
Dr. Greg, Hirsch Feed Parts Department, for this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
7:50 left in the first half, 24-11. State Fair got off to a 13-2 lead. It was 11-2 to start the game Saturday night. They won by 13. Tonight, they're up by 13 points. So State Fair will be at the line. Daniel Garza will be the free throw shooter. And he is a 6'6 freshman from Chicago. Puts it up, and it is no good. He'll get another try. Riley Whitaker checking in. Riley's got a fan club here. Over in the State Fair student section. Next try is no good. Rebound, Riley Whitaker has it. Sean Glass over to Whitaker. Out to Ethan Smith, to Ryan Richardson, to Sean Glass. Glass steps through, hook pass back out. Richardson thought about it, kicked it over. Blaine Harris, three ball, right point is good. Blaine Harris with a nice shot. That was a three. They said two on the PA, but that was a three. So Blaine with a nice shot there. 10-point game, 24-14. Garza over, Bradford. Pass in, Garza cuts into the hoop, lays it up, no good, missed an easy one. And the rebound taken down by Sean Glass. Up the floor, Whitaker. Back to Glass. We need to put together some buckets here, and this is a chance to cut this lead down. Garza, tip pass out of bounds. He'll stay with the Grizzlies. They'll have 14 on the shot clock. Johnson White back out there. That's good to see. He was a difference maker while he was out there earlier. He's back in the game now. At the point, Richardson, screen right, goes left, all the way, kicks it to the corner. Johnson White's open for a three, it's in and out, and the ball pulled down by Brentner, and they'll try to go with it. Mobley on the wing, knocked away by Richardson out of bounds, stays with State Fair. They'll have 25 to shoot. Blaine Harris checks out for Jake Sage. Right now, Jake Sage, Johnson White, Ryan Richardson, Riley Whitaker and Jalen Heisen. Mobley over on the right side. Bounce pass to the baseline. Brantner has it. Gets it to Bradford. Fall away from 13. No good. Rebound. Jake Sage got his third rebound tonight. Jake on the left wing. Fake shot. Got a 6'6" defender on him. As he does right now, dribbles to the right sideline, and Johnson White splits the defense, pull up, six-footer is going to be short, and the ball rebounded by Garza. Under 6 minutes to go in the half. Whistle, and I don't know what this is about. I think we had a shot clock malfunction. Now, when I say a shot clock malfunction, I mean the person in charge of shot clock didn't reset it. So the clock's working fine. High screen Gunnell, guarded by White. Now Brantner, or Bradford, gets it over to Soggy, drives across, left hand layup, good. He took it right to Jake Sage. Soggy gets his first basket, 26-14. Johnson White. On the left side, Richardson on the dribble, tries to cut in, gets cut off by Bradford. Now Johnson White has it on the left side. Dribbles in, kicks it over. Riley wide open from 3 feet. Good. Riley Whitaker with his first basket. 26-16. On the wing, Gunnels picked up by Richardson. Now Soggy takes it in on the run and a drive and a foul on Riley Whitaker for a block. Riding him on the hip there, and Riley will pick up his second foul. Mosa Soggy to the free throw line. Urgy Hanami is in for the Grizzlies for Jake Sage. Sean Glass in for Riley Whitaker. So, Mosa Asagi. I think he's from Chicago, too. Free throw, no good. And the 1-1 stays at 1. Sean Glass. State Fair has gone to his zone. Or have it. Nope. Still in the man-to-man. Tsunami. Left point, Richardson. Long three off the back iron will fall. Tipped long, but picked up by Bradford. State Fair controls. They're up by 10. Pass to the low block. Cross court good. The layup is up and good by Osagie on the weak side. Good passing by State Fair one side to the other. Osagie has four. White now for the Grizzlies, down by 12. Sean Glass, pull up, shoot a three. From the point, no good. Rebound, Brantner. State Fair comes back. That's a bad shot because you have no rebounding. No rebounding. But you got to make that shot. At the point, Brantner, three ball, way off the mark. And that's picked up by Sean Glass. Sean down the all the way to the hole. Puts it up, no good. Tip long, picked up by Johnson White in the corner. Now, Richardson drives in, and he'll be fouled on the drive, and he'll shoot one and one. Bradford has called for his first foul timeout on the floor. With 3:31 to go in the first half with the score, State Fair 28, MSU West Plains 16. Back in a minute on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Going back to earlier, the score now, 28-16 State Fair, 3:31 to go in the first half. Grizzlies set the line with Ryan Richardson. 0-for-1 from the line tonight. He'll have 1-and-1 here. No good. Rebound off the board, and it's going to be picked up by Bradford. The one game the Grizzlies should have won was against State Fair at home. They lost 64-63. That was the night. We missed 16 out of 22 free throws. All we needed was two. Shot from the corner, no good. Rebound, Grizzlies come back with it with Johnson and White. Left wing, Johnson White. Picked up there by Osagie. Dribbles in, puts up the runner, no good. Tipped off the board, Brantner has it. Under 3 minutes left, first half, 28-16. To the point, Garza whips it to the left side. The Brantner guarded by Blaine Harris. On the wing, three is up and good. Osagie. 31-16. Smith underneath, wide open. Ryan Richardson lays it up and in. Again, someone got lost. Ryan now has 5 points. 31-18. 2:10 to go. Brantner gets a moving screen, goes to the left behind it, double team, lost the basketball. That's going to be picked up. Now fit ahead to Glass all the way. Layup is good. I don't know why Brantner just kind of gave up on the ball once it got tipped away. Sean Glass finished to make it 31-20. Brantner guarded by another Cape Girardeau native, Blaine Harris. 17 on the shot clock. High screen goes right. Smith comes in, and the shot up, no good off the board. Rebound to the Grizzlies. Ryan Richardson with it. Pass cut to the basket. Up and no good, but a foul on the play, and that will put Ethan Smith on the line for the Grizzlies. Really good bounce pass from Ryan Richardson to Ethan Smith, cutting down the lane. And if not for the foul, that would have been a pretty play. 1:25 showing. First half. Ethan Smith will be at the line for the Grizzlies. First free throw try is off the back iron. No good. Next basketball game here on the radio is 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon from Webb City. Visitors and districts against Parkview. Here's the next try, and that is good. Ethan Smith makes it 31-21. Still a minute 20 to go in the half. Be nice to get this down to 5 or 6, but we don't want to be any further behind. Bradford out front, guarded by Hanami. Bradford has a propensity to walk with the ball a lot and not get called. Here's a shot from the wing. No good. Rebound, Sean Glass. 1 minute to go in the half. Glass, far corner. Hanami back on the wing. Ryan Richardson. Urgy in the corner. Open three is going to be short, and the ball is controlled by Garza. Passed up the floor. Stolen. And now an over and back is going to be called on Sean Glass. I don't think that's the right call. He didn't really have control of the ball, I didn't think. As the ball was going to the half-court line, he got it right at half-court and it's called for over and back. We're going to get timeout with 41 seconds left in the half. And the Grizzlies will take the timeout, trailing 31-21. This has been the season of low-scoring games. In Region 16, the Grizzlies have been in a bunch, but you've seen it on a week-to-week basis, not unusual, seeing teams lose games in the 40s, but the opponents don't get out of the 50s, which in the age of the three-point shot is kind of amazing. Here we go on the inbound play. Gunnels in the backcourt for State Fair. They have 18 on the shot clock, 38 on the game clock. Out front, Ratner to the right wing. Gunnels. Guarded by Ethan Smith. Got by him. Drives in. Stops. Shoots off the board. Won't fall. Rebound put back up and good. And the foul on the play. And the basket counts for Garza. They've got a little bit more in the way of size overall. And that foul on Sean Glass is his first. And free throw, good. Another timeout with 22 seconds to go in the half. And the Grizzlies will take the 30-second timeout down by 13, 34-21. Well, I had hopes maybe we cut this down to 6 or 8, but that's not the way it is right now. 34-31 is the score. The Grizzlies will have the ball with 22 seconds to go in the first half of play. The Grizzlies from the, speaking of free throws a moment ago, how are we doing tonight? 3 out of 7. State Fair, let's see, 3 out of 6. They are 5 for 9, so they're not tearing it up. Here we go, back to play, and Ryan Richardson up the left side. Goes right, gets a screen. Out to the point, Jake Sage, a scream shooter whenever he touches the basketball. 7 seconds, we're going to work it right down to the last second. Richardson in the paint. Outside. Glass up. Had it stolen by Gunnell. Shoots from midcourt. No good. So a bad ending to a bad half. And the Grizzlies are down by 13, 34 to 21 at State Fair. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Faction.
Built to work, born to play. The Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
Hirsch Feed and Parts Supply, we have it all for you.
Dr. Greg, Hirsch Feed Parts Department, for this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Halftime score is 34-21. State Fair is on top. And the very first thing on my list tonight was start better. We started the same as we started Saturday. Getting behind. Saturday night we got behind 11-2. Tonight we got behind 13-2. That's 11 points. And that's not normally that big a deal. We are just not a good catch-up basketball team. We don't have the offensive talent to get in a hole and then shoot your way out of it. It doesn't work like that, at least for us. In the first half, the Grizzlies hurt themselves with 9 turnovers to 4 for State Fair. And we'll get to the scoring here in just a little bit. The Region 16 semifinals will be Friday at Hillsboro. The winner of this game will play Moberly, the conference regular season champion, in the semifinal round Friday night. Right now, 34-21. We'll check the scoring for the first half. We come back in 2 minutes on Katie Watts.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Katie,
Interesting weather day in the Ozarks. It looks like tonight is going to be pretty cool outside. Dan in the Weather Center. Tonight's low 34 degrees. Tomorrow, even cooler with lots of wind being present. We'll have a high of around 42 with a low of 28. And that's as cold as it's going to get in the 10-day forecast. Thursday's looking like 56 for a high, partly cloudy, and a low of 42. Get more on the forecast online at OzarkRadioNews.com.
Give Local First is excited to announce that our annual golf tournament is growing, and we are adding a three-man tournament at North Terra Golf Course on Friday, April 25th in 2025. Give Local First is fundraising for the Howell County Special Olympics that has athletes compete in different sports year-round. This tournament will be one session only and space is limited. So sign up now at the North Terra Clubhouse or call 417-256-9824.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
34-21 is the halftime score. The halftime score of the game here on Saturday night was 39-28 in favor of State Fair, so they've improved their margin, halftime margin, by two. The second half of the game was pretty much dead even. State Fair outscored Grizzlies 34-32. But the damage was done in the first half. And I'm just hoping that's not going to be the case here tonight. But something's got to shake loose. Now, I mentioned they're big, the big three for both teams. On Saturday night, the big three for State Fair, Alex Gunnels, John Brantner, and Sam Bradford combined for 57 points. The big three for the Grizzlies in that game, Ryan Richardson, Sean Glass, and Urji Hanami, top three scorers. They combined for 37 points. That's a 20-point differential. And so far tonight, their big three have been better than our big three. State Fair has outscored MSU West Plains 17-9 as far as the top three scorers are concerned. In the first half, the Grizzlies had five from Ryan Richardson, four for Jonathan White, who I thought played extremely well off the bench. 3 points for Blaine Harris and Ethan Smith, and 2 points apiece for Sean Glass, Urji Hanami, and Riley Whitaker. We just got to get some more scoring. That's all there is to it. State Fair in the first half, John Brantner, who signs his checks Larry Bird when he plays us, he's got 11. 7 apiece for Daniel Garza off the bench and Mosa Asagi. Sam Bradford, who normally scores around 20 points a game for them, he just has 4. But I've noticed that he doesn't really look to score much until the second half of the game. We'll see him probably look to score more. Also, for State Fair, Chin Hansen with 3-2 for Alex Gunnels. The Grizzlies threw the ball away 9 times in the first half. State Fair had 4, and the season's on the line now. We're going to go home whether we win or lose, but we'll be going home for good if we lose. And right now we're down 13 at the half, 34-21. Back in 2 minutes to Sedalia on 81.
Hirsch Feed and Parts Supply, we have it all for you.
Dr. Greg, Hirsch Feed Parts Department. For this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, 34-21 is the halftime score. Second half will be starting after our final break coming up here in just a little bit. Tomorrow night we'll have high school basketball originating from Webb City. That'll be district play. West Plains Scissors will play the Parkview Vikings in the first round of district competition. And we've already had one up-close look at Springfield Parkview. So I think we kind of know what to expect. Anyway, they won by a turbo clock in West Plains. They are a really talented team. They're one of the best big school teams in the state. We'll have that tomorrow night, or actually tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here on KDY West Plains against Springfield Parkview from the Webb City District Tournament. Okay, I think we're ready for the last 2-minute break, and then we'll come back with the second half next here on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Okay, ready to go in the second half of this basketball game. I thought, why not take a look and see what the bench scoring is like so far. During timeout, Dylan Groves was mentioning Daniel Garza. He's their entire bench scoring. He's got 7 points. Now the Grizzlies, let's see. 9 points off the bench. So we're ahead on that front, but not on the cumulative front. 34-29. Grizzlies will have the ball to start second half. Brian Richardson, Sean Glass, Blaine Harris, Urji Hunami, and Lionel Kamwimba back, and he sat most of the first half with a couple of fouls. Here we go. Grizzly ball in the blue. State Fair in the gray. Blaine Harris has it out front. Bounce pass to Richardson. Left elbow. Jab step, drives in, turns the ball over. Number 10. Up the floor, fake pass, drive in, whistle, and a blocking foul on Blaine Harris. In transition, and that will put State Fair at the line. Number 1 on Blaine Harris. And Mosa Asagi, who had 7 points in the first half, will go with the line. First one spins out, no good. This is the fourth game these two teams have played, and this is really about the most offensively involved that Mosa Asagi has been. Next one, no good, missed them both. All right, let's get a bucket here and get this thing going the right way. Here's Urji Hanami, curls at the free throw line, steps back, now goes right, hands it off to Sean Glass. Glass behind the back move, hands it off to Urge. Urge at the right elbow, pushes his way down, turns, shoots off the board, partially blocked. And back with it comes Alex Gunnels and State Fair. Ken Hansen out front, nearly walked with the ball. Puts it on the deck, puts the free throw jumper up, and it's good by Ken Hansen. 6'10 guy makes one under pressure there. Blaine Harris at the point. Shoots a three. That's no good. Rebound to the corner. Picked up by Sean Glass. Goes up. Scores. Foul on the play. And the basket will count. Sean Glass with a nice move. Got the offensive rebound. Went aggressively in. Shielded the ball with his left shoulder. And got the lay in. Fouls on Alex Gunnels. His first. So Sean could make this 12-point game, and he does. So a three-point play by Sean Glass helped. 36-24. Bradford for State Fair. Hansen out front over to Brent Nurb. He gets away from Harris, and the ball is laid up and blocked off the glass. Grizzlies come back. Sean Glass in the left corner. Pulls up. 16-footer. Good. Sean Glass has got all five here in the half. Timeout. And the Grizzlies have cut it to 10. Full timeout on the floor with 18 minutes, 18 seconds to go. The Grizzlies are down by 10. 36-26. Back in a minute on KGY.
Built to work, born to play. The Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Most of the Soggy will throw the ball in. The Grizzlies on defense now. Full court pressure, down by 10. Pass into Brantner, who nearly traveled with the ball. Got pushed a little bit. Now in the backcourt. Over the timeline. Here comes Soggy all the way down. Inside, Hansen lost the basketball. Grizzlies get the turnover. Lionel Kumwimba kicks it over. Here we go up the right side. Sean Glass. Lob shot, no good. I don't know if that was a pass or a shot. I don't think it was either one. Now State Fair will come back with it. Brantner goes in, and he got fouled. I think Sean was right in between throwing an alley-oop to Ethan Smith. Instead, it was an in-between pass shot that didn't make it. The foul on this last play is the third on Lionel Kumwimba. Riley Whitaker's in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Inbound on the baseline. Bradford backs down, turns, faces, follow-away jumper, no good. Rebound, Chet Hansen. The big guy goes up inside. Too hard. Try again. Up and good. 38-26. Whitaker over to Urji Hanami. And now Sean Glass on the right sideline, 15 on the shot clock. Pulls up right elbow. Open jumper is no good. And the rebound taken down by Mosa Nasagi for State Fair. Alex Gunnels up the left sideline. Osagi on the right wing. Gets it now to Hansen. To Gunnels. Step back. Three. Left wing. No good. Air ball. That'll go out of bounds, and the Grizzlies will get it. I can tell you this, and it's just an impression after 3 minutes. State Fair has not come out as mentally ready as they did in the first half. By far. It looks like they're still kind of in the locker room. We got a chance to catch up here. Richardson at the point. To the far left corner. Riley, three, won't go. Rebound to the far side. No one there but Chen Hansen. And the big guy brings it up, lobs it across to Gunnel. Matt Brown tells his 6'10 kid, slow down. Don't you be dribbling that basketball. 38-26, Alex Gunnel. Chen Hansen goes in, backs down Riley in the paint. Follow away, jump shot is good. That was a nice shot from 10 feet away. Chen Hansen had three at the half, got nine now. 40-26, all the way to the hole. Here's a drive shot blocked by Bradford as Richardson tried to get to the basket. Couldn't. Got it swatted. And now Bradford front court. Free throw line, hesitates, leans in, shoots off the board, and good. Well, Bradford, 6'5", and he gets up against our smaller guards, and he just wears them out. 42-26. Ethan Smith, three, no good. And John Brantner with the rebound now in the front court. Alex Gunnels. We better start playing some defense for this season. It's going to be over. Curl over the top. Bradford spin to the middle. Scoop shot. No good. And rebounded by Richardson. Grizzlies come back up the left side. Feed it up ahead to Riley. Catch and shoot a three ball. Good. Riley Whitaker. He's got five. 42-29. But we have to get stops now. And not just get stops, but you have to score at the other end. Osagi to the left baseline, cut off by Riley. Lob pass outside, dipped away, almost stolen. Gunnels gets it over to Bradford. Bradford left corner. Osagi wide, open three, good. Mosa has 10 points. 45-29. Sean Glass takes it in. And this is off right into the hands of Sam Bradford for State Fair. He'll get it over to Brantner on the right side. And check foul. There he is. Sean Glass gets the foul. And a media timeout. 14:31 to go in the second half. State Fair has stretched the lead to 16, 45-29. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry. We're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
45-29, State Fair at the half. Enjoyed the lead. The Grizzlies cut into it. Got it down to 10. And now Gunnell had it knocked off his knee out of bounds. That's turnover on State Fair. I'll say it again. They are just not really in the game. Jen Hansen, if it weren't for him, we'd be a lot better off. And now Johnson White handles it out front. Screen over to Jake Sage. Shoots a three from the left point. No good. Rebound long. Tipped over. Picked up. Blaine Harris plays it up and in. Right place, right time. He deflected right to Blaine, and he has five. 45-31. At the end of all of it, Don's Auto Service, player of the game. Brantner spins to the middle, wide open, lays it up and good. He got the best of Blaine Harris that time. 13 for Brantner, 47-31. Jonathan White. Jake Sage puts up a floater, no good, out of bounds, last touch by State Fair. 6'8", Malik Ndaye comes in for the 6'10", Chin Hansen. So Lionel Kamwimba back in for the Grizzlies for Ethan Smith. Johnson White on the inbound play. Urji Hanami beats his guy, dribbles in, nearly lost it, kicks it to the corner. Blaine Harris with a three, in and out, rebound by Ndaye. They'll kick it long, one-on-one, take it to the hole. Bradford puts it up, no good, but a foul on the blocking foul on the Grizzlies, Jake Sage. That'll be his second foul. 47-31, and Sam Bradford at the line. He's got 6 points tonight. He's had several 20-plus point games this season. He'll be an all-region player. First free throw here is good. One more try for Sam Bradford. No good. Air ball. Picked up by the Grizzlies. They come back with it. Johnson White. 13-footer from the right side. Good. Johnson White now has six. 48-33. Tyson Mobley. Take it away. And a late call by the official who was shielded from it, the outside official looking right at it, didn't call the foul. But the guy who was another 10 feet away did. It was blocked. Johnson White will be called for his first foul. 12:59 to go in the game. Don's Auto Service player of the game, the Hurst Feed and Farm Supply Grizzly Sharpshooter, and Jared Fade. When it's all said and done. Tyson Mobley, down the lane all the way, kicks it to the right corner, step back, and Daye shoots a three, and it's good. Fifty-one-33. Johnson White underneath, reverse layup, good! Foul of the play, basket counts, Johnson White on a reverse right-hand layup. The foul will go against State Fair, John Brandner, his first, the bucket in one now for Johnson White. 51-35. 12:40 to go. We need to get this thing down to 6-8 points by about 6 minutes to go. Here's the free throw. Good. And we got a lot of work to do. 15 down now. 51-36. Long up the right side. They break the press on the pass. Brandner steps through, feeds it over. Garza puts it up. Won't fall. And rebound and a reach-in foul will be called on Brantner trying to tie up Lionel Kamwimba. So second foul on Bradford, team foul number three on State Fair. Grizzlies come back, 12-23 and counting, down 51-36. Urgy. Down to the baseline, hangs and shoots and scores. Then a foul on the play, and the basket will count. Urji Hanami hanging in the air. Got the contact, got the basket off the glass. And that'll be the second foul on Tyson Mobley for State Fair. They have four players with two fouls. Grizzlies have one with three and three with two. Free throw for Urgy is no good. Rebound is fought for out of bounds. Last touch by State Fair, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. That's a big break. Matt Brown didn't care for that last call. He was making all the noise. Here's the inbound play with 20 on the shot clock. A bucket here would really look good. Ryan Richardson with it. Hands to Sean Glass. High screen, curling, kicking it, corner, over. Riley, four on the shot clock. Fade away from 13 is no good, and the rebound to Garza. And a steal at midcourt. Konami takes it in, gets tied up, and puts the shot up, and it travels. They'll get Brantner back in the game for Garza. Another timeout, 11:45 to go with the ball game with a score. State Fair 51, Grizzlies 38, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Well, the big scores for State Fair haven't really been difference makers tonight. Brander's got 13 points, but Ken Hansen, who normally doesn't score much for them, he's got 9. Mosa Asagi, kind of the same thing. He has scored 10. In the backcourt, Grizzlies down by 13. Tyson Mobley, now cross-court pass up the right side. Brantner has it. Mobley double-teamed on the side. Kicks it to Brantner on the wing. Takes it to the baseline, pulls it back out to the corner. Over the top pass, corner to the left wing. Gunnels, who hasn't been looking to score, kicks it off to the point. Tyson Mobley, three, no good. And an over-the-back foul on Bradford. That'll be his third. So he's got three. There's 11:16 to go. They'll probably just leave him out there. Here's Richardson down the right side. Puts up the shot. No good. Being aggressive to the basket. And a foul is called on Brantner. By taking the ball to the basket, you make the other team play defense. And historically, free throw for Ryan, no good. Historically, State Fair is not very good defensively. And when you are aggressive and take the ball at them, you can get the ball to the rim, draw some contact, get to the line. But Ryan Richardson, with his fourth free throw attempt, looking to make his first one tonight, and he does. 51-39. Pass cross court, stole it away. Eisen has it. Bounce pass up, Sean Glass shoots a three from the left corner. No good, and the ball will be tipped over and controlled by Ndaye. Missed chance there. Gunnels, bad pass again, tipped away. Glass gets it up to Richardson. Feeds it across, the layup is good by Urzi Hanami. And a timeout called by the Grizzlies after the steal and the lay-in. It just looks like State Fair is almost in a way out of gas. But can we do anything about it? 10:43 to go in the second half. 51-41, Grizzlies down by 10. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brake should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Alex Gunnels brings it across midcourt from right to left. The Grizzlies threaten to trap, and they do. Wraparound pass in Ndaye over the top tip. Bradford has it in the right corner. Dribbles out, gets it to Ndaye. He'll step through, puts it up on the move, up and good. Ndaye, the 6'8 kid with a nice play, gets his second field goal. He's got 5 points, 53-41. Let's keep being aggressive here. Ryan Richardson has it at the left point. Urgy drives through, puts it off the glass, too short, no good. Rebound picked up. Mosa Soggy and State Fair. On the left side, Asagi beats his man, steps through all the way, shot blocked from behind by Sean Glass. Really good defensive play. Now up the floor. Here comes Sean on the dribble. All the way to the hole. Left hand layup, high off the board, no good. Comes off the State Fair on a miss. That's two misses in a row that really could have helped. Gunnels to Ndaye. Drives to the basket, puts it up. And good, and a foul on the play, and the basket counts. Jalen Heisen gave him a step. He took it, and he took 2 points and drew a foul. Malik Ndaye with a bucket and one. 55-41, 9:30 to go. Ndaye will take one shot. This would give him 8 points, and it's good. All eight here in the second half. 56-41. Johnson White, pick and roll, pulls up free throw line, knocked away and stolen away. Turnover number 12. Down the lane all the way, and Bradford just took it right at Urgy and just drove straight through him into the basket and laid it in. Bradford with 9, 58-41, and this is just about a blowout. Tsunami drives the lane, puts it up to the left hand. Good. Urgy attacked from the left wing, got the lay in. He has 8 points, 58-43. Front court, Bradford has it. He'll just pull up and shoot a three. Good. Under the circumstances, normally not what you call a really good shot, but it went in, so it is a good shot. Harris bounces to Lionel to the point. 61-43. Jonathan White, 15 seconds. All the way in. Left-hand layup, too hard. Ndaye up the left side. Bradford has it. In the lane, crossover. Takes it to the hole, lays it up. Good. Foul in the play. Basket counts. And Riley Whitaker will get that foul. I said at halftime that Bradford doesn't really look to score until the second half. First half, he had 4 points. Second half, 10. And he is looking to score every time down the floor. Riley Whitaker with the foul. It is a 20-point game now, 63-43. Bradford at the line. And good. 15 for Sam Bradford. State Fair with a 21-point lead, biggest of the night. Glass in the lane, spins to the middle, shoots, blocked, and knocked away, almost stolen. Richardson steps through, feeds it on the baseline to Ethan Smith. To the point, Urgy. To the hole, layup left hand, blocked. Jen Hansen, 6'10 postman. Got a hand on that. Bradford front court, over to Mosa Asagi. Gets in the lane, steps through, kicks it to the far corner. Garza, open three, and that's an air ball in the rebound. What there was of it. Lionel Kimwimba Last dribble, lost the basketball. It just flew out of his hand. He gets tied up, and that'll be a turnover. State Fair will get the basketball back. 17 turnovers on Saturday night. 13 so far tonight with 7:36 to go. Timeout, media timeout with the score. State Fair, 64. MSU West Plains, 43, back in a minute on KDY.
Hurst Feet and Parts Supply, we have it all for you.
Dr. Greg, Hurst Feet Parts Department, for this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each, and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hurst Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
64-43. This game has gotten away. The Grizzlies with 7:36 left. Back on defense. State Fair in the backcourt. Mosa Asagi will inbound the ball over the top. And Garza has it. Now back over to Bradford. Mobley to the right wing to Garza. Grizzlies are trapping out of the man-to-man. And now State Fair running some time. Bradford lob on a pick and roll, and Hanson didn't see the pass coming. Grizzlies get it on turnover. Alley-oop the other way, and Ethan Smith can't finish it. Deflected off his hands on the pass. Grizzlies get it back. Ethan Smith. Whistle. Holding foul inside on Mosa Asagi, holding on Lionel Kimwemba. 7:01 to go. 64-43. Lionel Kimwemba. The Congo. Free throw, no good. And taken down by State Fair. Garza, front court for State Fair. The clock is their friend. Boy, is it ever. Ken Hansen hands back to Bradford to the right wing. Mobley, bounce pass baseline. Garza over the top to the left side. Asagi, who's had a great night, shoots a three, and no good, but it's tipped out, picked up by Mobley. 6 minutes, 33 seconds to go. Fresh shot clock, Mobley on the baseline. Hands it back. Asagi drives in and lays it in. Asagi has 12. John Glass beats his man on the dribble, puts it high off the board, and good. John Glass, 66-45. Front court, Bradford. No look pass, no look result. Sails out of bounds, turnover, State Fair. And that's 11 on them. Alex Gunnels will check back in for the Roadrunners. Jake Sage comes in for Sean Glass for MSU West Plains. Up the left side, Ryan Richardson. Pulls up, shoots a three from the right point. Good. 8 for Ryan Richardson. 66-48. Bradford, free throw line, pull-up jumper is good. Sam Bradford looking to score here in the second half, and he has 17. Now on the left side, now to the right wing. Dick Sage with a three, no good. Lionel Kimwemba with a rebound. Grizzlies reset. Ethan Smith, low block. Kimwemba has it. Back out to Richardson, trapped in the corner, wrap around. Here's Lionel with a 15-footer, no good. And Garza gets the rebound. 5 minutes to play in this basketball game. Tyson Mobley. Garza takes it all the way in, lays it up, left hand, and good. Garza with 9. Here's Richardson for a 3, and that's good from the right side. Ryan with his second 3 of the ball game. And now in the backcourt, 70-51. Richardson gets a steal, and a foul will be called on Osagie as he fell to the deck. So State Fair gives it away. Grizzlies down 19 with 4:21 to go. No double bonus, but we do have the 1-1. Ryan goes to the line, and the Grizzlies, so far tonight, we've shot 12 and made 6. Number one puts up number one, and good. Jonathan White check in for the Grizzlies. Free throw is no good. And Dahlia gets the rebound. Down the lane. Here's Ndahye. Takes it strong to the basket. Right at Kamwimba. No good. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by State Fair. Jonathan White checks in for Ryan Richardson with 4:20 to play. Now Jonathan White. Front court. Kicks it back out to Urgy. Ethan Smith with 4:08 to go. John Glass, 15 on the shot clock. Screen to the right, hook pass in, bad pass, tipped away, stolen. Turnover, Grizzlies. And now Mobley for State Fair. And a foul on Sean Glass. That'll be a 1-1. Media timeout. The third foul on Sean Glass for the Grizzlies. Timeout on the floor set with 3:38 to play in the second half. And State Fair pull it away. They lead it 70-52. Back in a minute on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Give Local First is excited to announce that our annual golf tournament is growing, and we are adding a three-man tournament at North Terra Golf Course on Friday, April 25th in 2025. Give Local First is fundraising for the Howell County Special Olympics that has athletes compete in different sports year-round. This tournament will be one session only and space is limited. So sign up now at the North Terra Clubhouse or call 417-256-9824.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Tyson Mobley is the free throw shooter for the State Fair Roadrunners. He puts it up, no good. Rebound, Lionel Kamwimba. Along and up the floor, Jonathan White with an excellent catch. Gil Curl at the top. Step back, shoots a long three. No good, long rebound, got his own. Bounce pass, no look underneath. Layup, Lionel Kamwimba with a bucket. 70-54. Score of Saturday night was 73-60. It's 70-54 right now. Gunnels for State Fair with 3:05 to go. Bradford over. Ndahye crossover, free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound to Urji Hanami. Jonathan White. Baseline, ball tipped out. Picked up by Smith, all the way in. Puts it off the glass, no good. Rebound to Alex Gunnels. 2:35 to go. Right side, Tyson Mobley, down to 220. John Brantner pulls up, shoots a shot off the board, no good. He got fouled on the shot by Sean Glass. And that'll be Sean's fourth. John Brantner, one out of one from the line tonight. He's got 13 points. Calmed down considerably from Saturday when he had 25. First free throw try is no good. Riley Whitaker comes in along with Jaden Roach for the Grizzlies. Brander will get one more free throw. 2:18 to go, 70-54, 71-54. Ryan Richardson looks for someone to get open as he kicks it out to Riley Whitaker to the right point, Urji Hanami. Dribbles in all the way, goes up, scores, and a basket on the play. It will count as Urji Hanami took it to the basket. He's got 10 points tonight. Sam Bradford just got his fourth foul for State Fair, which is non-factor right now with 2 minutes to go. 71-56. So Urji will get a free throw. And it is no good, in and out. Rebound to Ndaye, and State Fair trying to run out the last 2 minutes, up by 15. Bradford steps back, shoots a three from the right corner. That's an air ball. Smith has it. And Matt Brown muttering over on the State Fair sideline, like, why did you do that? Here's a whistle, a reach-in foul will be called. That'll be on Malik Ndaye, his third. And it will put the Grizzlies on the line, double bonus. Ethan Smith. And Ethan, really, in the second half of the season, given more chances, he really played pretty well for the Grizzlies this year. Here's his free throw, and good. I just wish we could have him back for another year. That'd be great. Unfortunately, he has utilized his eligibility at the junior college level. 1:40 left. Next try, good. Ethan Smith with five. And we'll get a sub in. Tyson Mobley out. State Fair will get crowd favorite Weston Crawford in the game. 6'2 freshman from Green Ridge, Missouri. Been a lot of places. Don't know where Green Ridge is. There's a steal on the inbound pass. Ethan Smith, three, no good. Picked up by Crawford. For the timeline, Bradford, his triple team, gets it over to Gunnels. 1:20 left, down 13. And Bradford's just going to hold it out here. He's going to bounce it. And he's going to let the time run down. There's 10 on the shot clock. Now he'll go one-on-one. High screen, hook pass back. Ndaye with a three. That is way short, and nobody went for the rebound for the Grizzlies. Picked up by Crawford. He'll shoot a three, and no good. Ndaye with a rebound. Up and scores. Under a minute. Sean Glass fouled on the shot at the free throw line. 73-58. He pulled up to shoot a jumper. And Bradford fouled out of the ball game for State Fair. It's of no matter. Bradford had 4 points at halftime. He finished the game with 17. He is a second-half scorer. Sean Glass at the line. First one good. Bradford with 17. Brandner's got 14. Alex Gunnels only has two, but he hasn't even looked to shoot the ball tonight. Next one, no good. Rebound. State Fair has it. Up to Crawford in the front court. Over on the right side. ...73-59. Crawford, all the way on the baseline. The jumper, no good. Rebound, Ryan Richards. 19 seconds to go. And the season will be over. 73-59. Underneath, wide open. Jaden Roach goes up. Got foul as he went up to dunk the ball. And the foul is going to be called on Ndaye. Stops the clock with 10 seconds. Very well. Could be our last points of the year right here. See if Jaden Roach could put a couple in. First try, no good. One more try for the freshman from Miramar, Florida. And good. He gets one out of two. That's it. The score on Saturday was 73-60. The score tonight, 73-60. State Fair wins it. So this, we'll check the scoring. Our Don's Auto Service player of the game for the Grizzlies tonight. Let's see. Probably Sean Glass with 11 points. I don't know if he was the leading scorer, but he was right up there, and the three-point shooter from Hirschfeld and Farm Supply, we had a couple of guys, Riley Whitaker and Ryan Richardson, both made a pair of threes. So the final score, again, is 73-60. We'll take a one-minute timeout and talk to Jared Fay in just a moment here on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service
is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
Hirschfeld and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Dr. Greg, Hirschfeld Parts Department. For this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hirschfeld and Farm Supply in West Plains.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, the final score again is 73-60. Same score we had Saturday night. And the season comes to an end for the Grizzlies. State Fair will move on and play Moberly in the semifinals on Friday. Could you have imagined this game would start and had so many things in common with that last game the other night? And the first thing on my list of things to do tonight was get off to a good start, and we got behind instead of 11-2, 13-2.
Yeah, I remember when I saw it 11-2, thought it was eerily similar. Just like last game Saturday night, we had kind of had our chances too. You know, we fought back, but couldn't hit shots when we had our chances. And definitely a disappointing loss to the season. You know, proud of these sophomores, and you know, Javian not being here with us really kind of stinks. And you know, he really hurt us as a team, but. We'll do what we can to help these sophomores get somewhere.
Well, you know, the thing about the other night was their top three scorers scored 57 points. Our top three scored 37. But tonight, their top three, one of them scored two, And the other two combined, I think, for maybe 31 points. And tonight, you know, our top three kids scored 31 points. But it was the other guys, 23, Chin Hansen, who just ate us alive inside tonight. He had 9 points. And the other guy, Ndaye, he had, 10 in the second. All his points were in the second half. And I swear, Bradford, 25 for them. He doesn't look to score until the second half of a ball game.
Yeah, part of it is defensively. We're really trying not to let him touch the ball, but then you get down and we're pressing and he gets loose a little bit. He's so good. He just fortunately feel like when he touches the ball, he's going to score. Again, this is a State Fair team that beat Triton early. I think they were ranked in the top 25. They had 10 or 11 straight wins, hit a losing streak, and fortunately, we gave them life Saturday, and they're a good team. They got multiple weapons. They shoot the ball good, especially here at their gym. And disappointed in a lot of things for us, but I don't want to take anything away from State Fair.
You mentioned a little while ago JV and Downey. When the year started, I thought, you know, if we get through the year healthy and everybody played most of the games, and you had Javian and Sean back there with Ryan, I thought that was a really a pretty good group. And unfortunately, like last year, Javian got knocked out, and that really hurt.
Especially because, you know, I could kind of pick who we wanted to start there and, you know, playing coming in off the bench because their defense a little tired, and he's so quick. He's, you know, probably as quicker than any guard in the conference. So that definitely hurt us. I think more than anything, you feel for Javian. He's been such a good role model in our community. He'll kind of be up there with Carlos Paul, I think, in West Plains legendary status, and he'll come back and visit when he can.
So we're going to lose the half dozen sophomores, and he'll probably beat some others too. So
we got to shoot the ball better. That's kind of been our thing with recruiting is we got to shoot the ball better. You know, again, tonight we fought back, but had open shots, just couldn't hit it. But I'm proud of all the guys this year. You know, they've been in the gym working, but obviously we're recruiting, and we have to be able to have multiple shooters out there, not just one or two guys. And we just need to be better next year. That's the bottom line.
Jared, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. All right, thanks, Holly.
All right, Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies. Final again, 73-60, and the Grizzlies end their season at 12-19. Leading scorer for the Grizzlies was Sean Glass tonight. He had 11 points. Ryan Richardson, Urge Unami had 10 apiece. 9 points for Jonathan White, who I'm going to add on to our player of the game, our Don's Auto Service player of the game. Jonathan White played probably better than anybody tonight for the Grizzlies. He had 9 points off the bench. So he is a co-Don's Auto Service player of the game. 9 point night for Jonathan White. 8 points for Riley Whitaker. 5 apiece for Blaine Harris and Ethan Smith, and 2 points for Lionel Kimwemba, 1 point for Jaden Roach. Leading score for State Fair, Sam Bradford, he had 17 points tonight. That's it. Season ends 12-19, and State Fair moves on. They're 18-12. They'll play Moberly in the Region 16 semifinals at Hillsboro at Jefferson College on Friday night. Thanks to Dylan Groves. I'm Harlan Hutchinson. Next broadcast, high school basketball tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon at 4 from Webb City. The Zizzers will take on the Parkview Vikings. We'll have that here on KDY. Till then, I'm Harlan Hutchinson saying so long from Sedalia, Missouri.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.